WJTL bringing you Ryan Stevenson, I Cry Jesus, Futures, Hills, and Horizons. Prior to that, a happy Tuesday to you. It's 7:04.
And John Shirk's your host for the lunch hour, straight through until the afternoon drive. He has your lunchtime feature Monday through Thursday. So much more. Tune in for our pal, John Shirk.
Our very special guest today from Moms of Prayer International, Sue Forey and Lynn Herr, are with us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Sue, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Of course. Shout out to my husband, Dan, who's on his way to work, and to my children, Daniel, Timmy, Grace, Leah, and Lila, and also to all of the moms in prayer moms out there.
Yeah, woo-hoo! We were just commiserating over having three in college at the same time.
Exactly.
You spend your whole weekend traveling.
I did, yes. Yeah. Yes, out to Grove City College and back.
Oh, man. And Lynn Herr is with us. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yes, I'd like to shout out to my husband, Blake, and my children Caleb and Lydia.
Woo-hoo! And how about Aunt Holly?
Yes.
And probably my say hi to Aunt Holly.
Yes, Holly, my aunt, and her husband Roy helps keep things running behind the scenes.
Boy, do they ever. Yeah, boy, do they ever. Well, Sue, you are the regional coordinator for Moms of Prayer. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, I've been doing it since my now grad school student was in middle school. So it's been
a long time. So tell us about Moms of Prayer.
Well, Moms in Prayer is a ministry that I could read you the mission and vision statement, but you can find that online at Moms in Prayer. As I was thinking about this, Moms in Prayer, there's a slogan. Yes, that says just do it. And that's what we do at Moms in Prayer. We pray.
Right.
That's what we're all about. And in fact, as I was thinking about getting ready for this, our children are experiencing some new experiences, some new normal. My daughter, for the first time, all of the school is going to the locker at the same time. And it's new for her and it's unusual. And at Moms in Prayer, we are stepping out, praying for our children. And some moms are being called to do something new, which is to step out and intercede on behalf of their children. And I had a new mom join our group, and she wasn't sure about praying out loud. And we start off as a whole group, and then we break into groups of two or three. And I asked her to let me know if she wasn't comfortable praying out loud. She said she wasn't. She joined our group, stepped out into that new experience. And the next day she said, last night was my first Moms in Prayer experience, and it was so powerful. I even embraced the praying out loud in the breakout group.
Wow.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but I can't wait to participate again.
How awesome is that? So how often do you guys get together?
Ideal is once a week, and we have lots of groups all throughout Lancaster, Lebanon, Berks, and even the United States. Different
Amazing.
Types of groups for all different types of moms. You're never too young or too old to start praying with Moms in Prayer.
So locally, you're getting together with the moms of your kids, you know, at their school.
Absolutely, yes. Praying for schools. We have grandma groups, homeschool groups, prodigal children groups, special needs. You name it, we have it.
Yeah. If folks want to find out more and find out how they can get involved, what's the best thing to do?
They can go to the website, momsinprayer.org, and select Get Started.
And will they be able to be directed to the local area from there?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We are very conscientious about getting women connected quickly.
So check it out. Momsinprayer.org is the place for you to visit. We're going to talk more with Sue on the way coming up in just a bit. So stick around. Also, music from Torrin Wells, Mercy Me, and more.